Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. He replied, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not." Verse 12. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. That is why I said, beg your neighbor. Because you don't want the one you have to be taken away from you, but you want to add more. Today, the Lord is speaking to us about understanding the secrets of the kingdom. Understanding the secrets of the kingdom. Can we say it together with me? Understanding the secrets of the kingdom. For you to get a secret, you have to stay attentive. You have to pay attention. I will drink this one. So I have mine, but I will drink this one. Thank you, Sachuku Goziegi. Ofuma, ofuma. Understanding the secrets of the kingdom. I'm telling you, brethren, there are things that God wants to reveal just to his children. It's not for general. And I want you to know that you are part of that covenant. You are sons and daughters of Abraham, so you are eligible to receive those secrets. And that is what will keep you, even when the world is not balanced, you will be balanced. When the world is shaking, you will be unshaken. When the worlds are moving up and down, you will be immovable. You will be standing firm. And they will be wondering, where are you from? You know what? You have dual citizenship as a child of God. That is why you are not ordinary. Jesus, during his time, reading the scripture, make it clear to us that he focused mostly on the kingdom of God. Wouldn't that be so interesting to hear that Jesus only talked about born again one time? One time in the Bible. And he did not even talk to a lot of people. He talked to one man. He always talked about the kingdom because the kingdom covers everything about his ministry. Anything you can think of is in the kingdom. That is why he doesn't talk about healing. He doesn't preach about height. He doesn't preach about whatever. He focuses just mainly on the kingdom. Do you know why churches of today are not as powerful as the church of the Bible? Because our teaching is not on the kingdom. It's not the teaching of the Lord Jesus. The focus is changed. But if you and I can reroute ourselves and come back on the track and begin to focus on the kingdom, you will see every other thing will be falling in place without you sweating. I'm going to read some scripture so that we see that Jesus really focused mainly on the kingdom. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about what? The kingdom. And see what happened right there. When he was talking about the kingdom, what happened? And he healed. Are you afraid to read it? No. And what? He healed every kind of disease and illness. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for what? For Him. Let's read it together. For the kingdom of heaven is. See, He knows that they are poor and what they need is not money. What they need is not healing. What they need is not anything else other than the kingdom. He said, for this is the kingdom. Because once you have the kingdom, there is another government, another authority that comes over the authority that is currently working, and power spans power. When the authority of the Lord takes over, things turn around. Luke chapter 4, verse 43. Luke 4:43. But he replied, I must preach the good news of what? Jesus. He said, I must. If it is a necessity for me, if it is a necessity for Jesus, it is for you. Our focus, brethren, in this same time, must switch back to the kingdom. Our prayer focus must switch back to the kingdom. Our life must be reflecting the kingdom. I tell you, when you focus right, you will get it right. I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God in other towns too, because that is why I was sent. The reason you live, the reason it taught you, the reason it sent you, the reason it kept you till today, the reason you are still alive in His will is because you have to preach the kingdom. Luke chapter 9, verse 11. But the crowds found out where He was going, and they followed Him. He welcomed them and taught them. Taught them, brethren, about what? About the kingdom. About the kingdom. And He healed those who were sick. When you preach the kingdom, when you reveal the kingdom, when you live the life of the kingdom, every other things will begin to manifest in your life. You don't need to pray about it. It is a principle that is bound to happen. Let's go to one more. Because we can continue to see that Jesus' teaching during His time was nothing else but the kingdom. That is His priority. But see, our priority today, if God can begin to open our hearts and say it on the screen, why you came, why I came, I'm telling you, some people will walk away before it is their turn. They will get up. Luke 16, verse 16. Until John the Baptist, the law of Moses and the messages of the prophet were your guides. Brethren, praise the Lord. But now, everybody say, but now the good news of the kingdom of God is preached. And guess what happened? Everyone is eager to get in. When your life is full, it's all about the kingdom. Everyone wants to associate with you. Everyone wants to know you. Everyone wants to be like you. Everybody wants to be with you. Because you'll become so loaded. So, what we are trying to say is that Jesus focused on His teaching mainly on the kingdom during His time. And do you know what He said to us? Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. After all this teaching, see what He said to you. Matthew 6, 33. And that is what you and I are to follow. See, the kingdom of God above aught else, all things include the staff, your job, the belonging, your property, your friends, your all, your everything, all else, and live righteously. When you do those things, when you seek, definitely you will find something. And when you now live righteously, that is keeping the righteousness of the Lord that God has given you and I through Jesus Christ, you maintaining it, He will give you everything you need. He will. The word will is powerful. He will. If I tell you that I will give you $500 tomorrow, it means I did like this. I will. You know, when you talk and you stop yourself like this, that meaning, it means you are fully convinced about what you are saying you will do. It means you are sure of it. It is something you desperately want to do. Not negotiable. I will give you everything that you need. Understanding the secret of the kingdom. If Jesus always talked about the kingdom, and the Bible is telling us that there are secrets to the kingdom, that is, it is not for everybody. The teachings he was doing about the kingdom, he wants his own, that is you and I, to get something about it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Just come with me as we go. We will all get somewhere. By His grace, we will get somewhere good. Yes, so go see. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Now, listen, brethren, and of my let's read it together. And don't rush. Easy. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you have the key, now see what happens. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Why is it going to happen? Because He promised you the keys. Brethren, without the keys, you cannot enter this building. Even if you know the origin of this place, you were here when this place was built and done and decorated and set up and all that. If you don't have the keys to your own house, are you going to stand by the door and say, you know, this house I bought you, and I closed on you 2 years ago. This is my house. Open. People will know that you really need help. Some people will start praying for you. I'm telling you, from where we came from, they always send what's up message, prayer team. By the time you know, prayer team has gone on your behalf. And they have sent you to numerous places because you are right there standing in front of the door to your house, no keys, and you want to get it. Keys are powerful. But do you know the key? What Jesus is trying to say right there? With this key, you have a bunch of keys. Somebody, bring them. Okay, thank you. Men, these are real keys. With this key now, the car key is there, the house key is there, you can go home. There are secrets to this key. What you need for these keys to work is one word. Amen? Are you with me? What you need for this key? You have the key to this car, to the house, to everywhere. You have everything together. But do you know that if he lost that one thing, this key is going to be missing. And what is that? Knowing knowing. Know him. That is, he got to know which one is for what, which one is the main entrance, which one is to the bedroom, which one is to the kitchen, which one is to the car. If he goes by his own car and he's out there using the wrong key, he will be there the whole week. Standing right there, and it will never work. He has the key, but he doesn't know the right one. He lacks the power of knowing. The secret Jesus is talking about, that is not for all, but it is for you and I, is for us to know the key to this kingdom. And once you know the keys to the kingdom, let me tell you 7 things that you lack, that you have. Once you know the keys, it's better to know the keys. If you know the keys, praise the Lord, the first thing that you have for having the keys and knowing your keys is you have authority to command. You have what? Authority. Everybody say authority. When you have authority, what does that mean? You can stand and speak. But when you don't have the keys, you don't have authority. If I go by my car now and I have the key, I have the authority, right? If they say, hey, young man, what are you trying to do? I say, this is my car. I can't go to Brother Bruce's car with my own key and try to enter. I don't have authority. He has to open the door first before I can get in. Brethren, we have authority. As believers, we have authority. That is why our life cannot just, we cannot just settle for minor. We cannot just take whatever comes. We cannot just fold our hands and say, God, if this is your will. That's it. God doesn't want us to be disabled. He wants us to be effective children. To know our right, to know our authority, and sense it when something is not of God, you speak. All he wants you to do is not to begin to say story, begin to preach. No, speak. Use the authority, because it will happen right now when you speak, when you use your authority. He's not going to come and speak it for you. Then you don't know your key. You have the keys, but you don't know it. Number 2, when you have the keys, you have access. Everybody say access. Access. If I give you the key to my house now, like you gave me the bunch of keys, then do you know that you have access to everything that is in my house? My closets, my shoes, my suit, my kitchen, and money. My everything, everything. You have access means ability to explore. You gain access. You will be able to touch, do, touch everything. You need healing, you get it. You need promotion, you get it. You need fun, you get it. You need money, you got it. You need peace, you got it. You need joy, you got it. You need victory, you got it. You need favor, you got it. As you need that, you have access. All you have to do is use the key. Access is power. See what God has given us as children of the kingdom. Number 3. Now, when you have the key, you have ownership. Right. You have ownership, right. You can say, this is mine. Because I gave you the key, you are not a thief. Then it is yours. When you own the key, you own the whatever object it is. Ownership. Ownership. So the devil cannot claim ownership over anything that the Lord gave you because you have the key. He doesn't have the key. He is a thief. Because you don't know. He acts like he owns it, but he is what? That's what the Bible calls him. And when you see him trying to claim ownership over what belongs to you, that you have the key to, what do you do right there? Do you stand and say, devil, you don't know me? I've been a member of Holy First Church, God. 7 years ago, devil. You know what? He doesn't know other story. He doesn't hear that. You're giving the devil story how you are a head of ministry. From there, you move to a prayer warrior in the church. You have 14 prayer ministries all over the world. You are telling the devil's story. As you are giving out the story, he's already in operating. He doesn't joke. He doesn't waste time. We are the one that waste time. And it's good time for us to get up and know what we are. When you see the devil playing with what belongs to you, you stand up and declare your ownership over that thing, so you can take off your. You don't even need to sweat. The Bible says, those who know their God shall be strong. They shall be strong. They shall be strong. And when you are strong, you will do the unusual. Number four, you have control. When you have the keys, you have what? Control. Control will give you balance. When you have control, you are balanced. You are settled. You can never be moved. When you have the key, you have authorization. There is difference between having authority and having the authorization of something. When you have the authorization, it means you are able to take anything you need from heaven. The authorization. When you stand and you declare, heaven hears you, heaven knows you, because you are a child of God. And God said, that is my son right there. You have the right. To have the authorization means you are. When you become from non-immigrant to immigrant, alien, whatever. When you now go, they said you want to swear in. Now you will be given what? A certificate. You will see there your authorization. So right here. You are becoming a citizen. Now you are authorized. That is your right. And in some forms, when you fill out forms, you see, they ask the question, are you a U.S. citizen or? And with all the boldness, what do you do? I'm a citizen. I'm a U.S. citizen. There's something that gives you. It gives you access. It gives you rights. It gives you a lot of things. Imagine you having the keys. Authorization. That's why the Bible says in Philippians 4:19, my Lord shall supply all my needs according to his riches. When you have the authorization, you have access to everything that is in Jesus. And nobody can ask you about the baby. The next, you have power. You have power. You have power when you have the keys. Lastly, you have freedom. You have freedom. Yeah. It's good to have the keys, but it's good to know how to use the keys. Now, this is the main demand. What is this key we are talking about? Go back to that Matthew 16:19. And you see what we are talking about. Matthew 16:19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. not everybody that stand and say, I declare, I decree, and heaven's open and is closed. You need to have the keys. That is why a lot is not happening for everybody. But you and I must live a distinct life as children of the kingdom. When we are talking of the keys, brethren, we are talking of the principles, laws, system, functions by which the kingdom of God operates. We need to know the principles. We need to know the laws. We need to know the functions of the kingdom of God, how it works. There are big principles said by God that has to be followed. It's part of our prayer. It's part of our declaring it. You got to follow the principle. And when you follow the principle as being set, as being established by the Lord, you are bound to receive. Then, right away, when you use the principles, you understand the principles, and you follow the principle, heaven opens. When you don't follow the principles, heaven is locked. Understand that scripture. You will, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. That is when you appropriately observe the principles, you follow the instruction, heaven is open. When you do the otherwise, it means you and I have the power to lock and unlock heaven. Isn't that amazing? The God giving us this thing. Brethren, keys cannot be substituted with feelings or emotion. It is not about feelings. It is not about emotion. God wants us to understand these principles that He has established for us to follow. That is to understand His will. You don't need to cry. You just need to act. If you want to trigger the hands of God, then follow the principles. You use the key. And this will begin to work for you. Unfortunately, when Jesus got to the sepulcher of Lazarus, it was bad. When they called him, he went there 4 days. You all know the story. John chapter 11, right? He finally came. Do you know what they said to Jesus? Before now, brethren, it's never late for the children of the kingdom who has the keys and who knows the keys. Nothing is ever late, because when he shows up, it is not you anymore. It is the king of the kingdom that shows up. And this changed immediately in responding to the king of the kingdom. Jesus said to them, to Mary, Why are you shaking? Jesus, you should have come. Now it's too late. Tell everybody it's not too late. Yeah. John chapter 11, verse 32. John 11, verse 32. When Mary arrived and saw Jesus, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, see that statement immediately confirmed to Jesus that Mary doesn't have the key. She doesn't know the key either. Because if she had known the key, that wouldn't have been the statement. That is not. See, the statement of the kingdom is faith. That's justice. The language of the kingdom is what? Faith. That's it. That is not the language of the kingdom. Jesus knew right away. And that saddened the heart of Jesus. Jesus saw her way and saw the other people doing what? Wailing with her. They were helping her to cry more. When the sinners will stop it to cry, they will come to our face. Are you telling me? Your holy brother. I said, do you remember that that's true? My brother. They are about to come on. They were willing. You know what it means to will? They were willing with her. A deep anger. See that? A deep anger welled up within Jesus. And he was deeply troubled. Next. He came to me. When did you put it?
He had. They told him, not come. You see, verse 35. Jesus died. 35. And he says, he wept. He what? He wept. Do you know why he cried? Yes. This bunch of people, they have no keys. They have no knowledge of the keys.
See them cry when they're supposed to use the key? Do you know that we do that a lot? And the problem takes longer. A journey of 1 year becomes 5. Because you fail to use the key right there, you are doing religion.
God, you know everything. I will follow you for the rest of my life. I will follow you.
You are crying every job opportunity passing by. You are following. Every opportunity coming your way, they look at you crying, they pass. People are getting it. When you're supposed to be sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit and say, wait a minute, that is mine. No, that's not going. I receive this in the name of Jesus. Use the key. That's the principle. Use the key. Stand. Declare the word of faith. Speak the language of the kingdom. The moment you speak it, heaven opens. It happens. Then let us stop being emotional when we're supposed to act. Let us do what? Stop being emotional and begin to act. Don't just stand and say it. Go get it. Go for it. Because they said people don't get it easily. It shouldn't be a statement that would put you back and say, oh, you know what they said? No, if you are not white, you don't get it. Who said you are not white? Who said? Who am I? Listen, if this is for white, I am white. If this is for green, then I am green. If this is for orange, I am. Whatever it is, once I get there, I become. Yes! Because if you stay there, are you going to bleach the white? What are you going to do to get it? Or you mean you will just drop it? They say because. So that's it? Man, you are not a failure. You must get what belongs to you. See yourself be qualified for anything that God brings your way. For him to bring it, it means it is done before it comes your way. And when you're not bold enough to go for it, you go, you come. You go, maybe, maybe not. You are dancing on the spot. And devil is rejoicing. Devil is celebrating. That you keep on dancing on the spot. No. You get up and you go for it. Be aggressive about it. Get your possession that God has given you. Once it brings an opportunity, an idea, anything that he gives you, don't let it go. Jesus wept. He says, see, with all the teachings, see them crying. He's telling me I should have come. He be saying that to Jesus. Is anything ever late for Jesus? So why do you think it will ever be late for you? when you get up, you get it. It's never late because He works in you. In Him we live. In Him we move. In Him we have our being. In Him is the one ordering our steps. But you see, these things of the kingdom is very easy for only those who can take it. The way it is simple, it is so complicated for a lot of believers to just admit it. They don't know they have things to do. You don't have things to do, you just have to follow. When you speak, do it. That's what the mother told the people. Listen, let me give you people inside information. You see, this Jesus is invited for this wedding. Whatever. How many years do you people have? Let me tell the mother, whatever he tells you, you don't need to sweat. You don't need 7 days fasting, white, brown. You don't need fasting. Just do. When you do, you get it. That's all. See how God made it easy for us. Very simple. But this thing makes us not to trust Him, not to believe. Looking at it, that is too simple. No, it needs to make me stay up 1 o'clock for 7 days. No, it cannot just happen like that. Yes. That's all. And when they followed, it did. Can we begin to try it? This is October coming. The year is not over yet. There are some things you should have before the year 2017 is over. You should stand and say, 2017, stay right there. I'm getting this before you go. What did I say you have when you have the key? Authority. Authority. Yes. You stand right there and command 2017. You go right there. I didn't get it here. Where do you think you're going? 2017, don't go. Wait right here until I get this paper, until I get this approval, until I get this, then you can now begin to move. My friend, go and live. Go and take note of those 7 things you have when you have the key. And begin to live your life like that. Don't let the devil remind you of all people you confessed to yesterday. Tell the devil, can you keep quiet? I am redeemed, I am washed, I am sanctified, I am righteous. I fought it with my Father, I moved on. Moved on. You stay there, you are crying because you fell. My friend, other things will happen to you. Other things will happen right there. Praise the Lord. There is something in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 16. See what happens when you have the keys and you know the keys. You receive direction from the Spirit of God right away for the right approach to any situation that comes. That is inside information. You will get it. You will definitely get it when you have the keys and you know the keys. When situation happens, you know what to do. He will never leave His children in darkness for situation to overcome them. You know what He said? I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Paul and Silas. The way for the kingdom is totally different from the system of this world. That is why it is not for everyone to understand. You have to be like a fool to just take the word and do accordingly. It doesn't make sense to philosophers, to doctors, to educators, to people of worldly knowledge. Because God will say this way, but it doesn't make sense to go this way. It makes sense to go this way. And when you go this way that makes sense to you, 20 years, you are still going. I promise you, 20 years, you are still there. But if you are taking the way that doesn't seem right, but just because you yield, you listen, you obey, you continue to overtake people that have gone ahead. By the time you know you are there, Paul and Silas, Acts of Apostles chapter 16, from verse 25. Acts of Apostles 16:25. Yes. We all know the story of Paul and Silas. They were in the jail. They were captured. They were bound. Situation happens like that, that you are not capable of doing what you want. You are not capable of moving. You are not capable of going forward. You just feel your life stationary, staying on one spot. Things are not booming. Things are not moving. Things are so quiet. Things looks like dry. It looks like nothing is working. Human knowledge will suggest to you what to do. Trust me, what the human knowledge is telling you is totally different to the ways of the kingdom. The ways of the kingdom is what you should understand, and once you get it, you should apply it. These two men were in the jail. Does it make sense for people to be in the jail, and what you can think of is praise and worship? Come on, man. Let's join hands and pray. This is prayer time. And stay up all night. But know what happened. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. To what? To God. And the other prisoners were listening. Yes. Move on. Suddenly. Everybody say suddenly. When you get a key, when you know the keys, and when you use the key, something will happen suddenly. Suddenly means in a twinkling of an eye. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake. And the prison was what? Shaking to its foundation. Do you know what happened? As he was sinking, because they used the key, and the key opened the door, and the door was open. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door. Let the King of Glory come in. What is this King of Glory? The Lord that is strong and mighty. That is the King of Glory. When you use the right key, you are no more the one. It is the King of Glory. They use the right key. The foundation of the prison recognized the presence of the glory of the Lord. They said, yes, Lord. Shaking. There was this massive earthquake, and the prison was shaking to its foundation. Everybody said, all the doors. All the doors, not one, not two, whatever, how many doors that were locked, before they put them in the inside of the inside of the inside. The Bible says all the doors immediately, not just open. Don't you read it? Flew open. Not just that. And the chains of every prisoner fall off. This is not somebody standing using saw. When you use the right key, it will happen immediately and suddenly. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped. You will be still. You will stand firm. When the Lord do it, I'm telling you, you have this peace of mind. This calmness come upon you because you are not a thief. It is thief that steals and runs. You don't run. You have the authorization. You have the authority. You are the owner of that person at that time. They were there. The prisoner, the jailer thought they gone. He assumed the prisoners had escaped. So he drew his sword to kill himself. See what they said to him? Yes, the next verse. But Paul shouted to him, "Stop! Don't kill yourself. We are here. We are standing here only because you made a way." You are not running away. God did it for you to sit and eat it and enjoy it and flourish in it and multiply in it and replenish and subdue it. The man was surprised. The jailer called for light and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, now they become regardless of your age, regardless of your accent, regardless of your color, I'm telling you this doesn't matter. You will become men. You will become sons." Oh, Lord. This God is so funny. I'm telling you, the way he does things, I'm telling you, you don't know him. You got to know him. He has the most sense of humor. When he does his things, he makes you to laugh. And he makes the adversary to tremble. Paul and Silas were so calmed, this man was sweating. "Sirs, tell me, what must I do to be saved?" See, they preach the kingdom right there through the anointing of the priest. You know me? It's not only when you carry your Bible. So can I preach the gospel to you? Can I preach? I'm here to preach the gospel to you. You have other means to preach the gospel. I am telling you, you have a lot of other means to preach the gospel. You must use the key that I've been giving to you. After knowing them, it's important to use them. What must I do? Do they preach to me? Do they say you have to be born again? That's what most of us do. And we lose them. When you go to them, you have to be born again. Hell is real. Hell is real. You want to go to hell? And they'll be like, "Are you kidding? What's going on with you? You have come with this story again." And then you stand. Let them say something. Use the key. Use the key. When they see the outcome of using the keys in your life, they will come to you, "Victor, what can I do to be like you? What can I do to be saved?" The man called them. "Sirs," they replied, "believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household." Verse 32. And they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household. Really, go home. Read it for that. You will see this man now made food for them. They ate. Paul and Silas that has been in jail, they choked. I told you God is funny. When he brings it your way, when you move him by using the key, man, you got everything else. That's it. You got everything else. Let me tell you, brethren, we have something bigger than what the government of this world has as children of God. To be honest with you, the system of the world for bringing provisions your way is bad enough. Things are happening these days. It's only those who knows the God, those who have the keys to the kingdom, that will be flourishing in the midst of turmoil. And you will not get sick. You will not get calm. You will stand firm. It is important. When you understand the kingdom, you will overcome every fear, every doubt, nothing will shake you. Do you know that a lot of people, the reason why they don't give as the Lord has commanded is because of fear? It's because of fear. Let's be real. Let me try to digress a little bit. It's true, the Bible says, bring all tithes and offering to my house and all that and all. Do you know how many times you have wrote it down that you owe in God? You always write it down. He said, do it first. But you want to do it last? Because, of course, you have this one due on the 24th, this one due on the 27th, this one due on the 28th. You have them lined up. You'll be like, hey, God, you see this. Many of us, because of fear, you rather pay a Citibank than paying God. You rather do pay Bank of America. God, I will write it down. I will do it. I promise. God, I promise. Next month. And next month is becoming next month, and next month is becoming next month, and next month is becoming next month. When you don't go by the understanding, the human calculation, and all that, and you just use the word trust, which is only God that can help you. To really trust. It's good to sing it. It's good to preach it. It's good to say it. But when the reality comes, that is when you will know whether you know the key or not. By the way, let me tell you. Stop writing it. You can never repay God anyway. Just move on. Get up and move on. Somebody was asking me yesterday, is there tithe in the New Testament? Very good question. There's no place in the New Testament to pay tithe. It's in the Old Testament. Right, Pastor, what do you think? To whom much is given, much is expected. In the New Testament, now we have Jesus Christ that gave us righteousness free of charge. Now you have more than the people of the Old Testament. Now you are not paying one tenth anymore, you're paying all. Okay? You are not paying one tenth anymore. You are paying all. Everybody say all. Yeah, that is where the trust kicks in. Because what has been given to you. See how you're sitting down looking beautifully, God has been wonderful. See what the righteousness of the Lord has done in your life, in my life. Now you can stand and say, devil, stop that, and it stopped. In the Old Testament, it is not like that. They have to go through the priest. The priest have to sanctify themselves. But now you have access. Now you have authority. You have power. You have authorization. You have access. You have control. You have freedom. Why won't you give all? Is there anybody still staying with one tenth in the New Testament? By the time I finished with my dear brother, I said, wow, you were right. This is true. Graduate from one tenth. The grace of God is small, multiplied upon you. Why are you dwelling on the one tenth? Much has been given to you and high brethren. It is true. You cannot see really the teachings of the tithe in the New Testament. When you read Hebrews chapter 7, Abraham gave tithe to Melchizedek. Alright? It was reference to what happened in the Old Testament. But we are in a dispensation of grace. The grace of God has saved us. The grace of God is multiplied upon our life. Go and read the Bible. The church of the Bible is selling everything they have because of the needs. And they're bringing it into the house of the Lord. A couple that united together, they love each other so much, I would like cover you, okay, honey, no problem. You got me. I got your back, honey. What happened to them? They died together. So nobody got anybody's back right there. They're both gone. Follow the principle of the New Testament. If you want to claim that no tithes mentioned in the New Testament, okay, then follow the principle of the New Testament. The grace of God is multiplied upon your life, so give all. It's not only your money, your time, your talents. If you are sleeping, praise the Lord. bear your passions, bear your honor, give your talent, give your time. Many of you, we don't see you only on Sunday. On Sunday, that Sunday, you even come late. And you're giving her.
I give myself away.
My friend, a lie. You didn't give yourself away. They give only one ministry you say you belong to. They don't even see you. They will send you an email, you won't respond. They will text you, you won't read. How can they reach you? You are so difficult. Are you giving everything to God? And on Sunday, when you come half of the time. And you come, and you want all the blessing. Before they see you, lift up their hands. And he's there waiting you. And as they are preaching, they're not even done yet, you're already checking out. Within your heart, you already far away, 20 miles away from here. You are not, you cannot just wait for the grace to be shared. The moment the grace is here, you don't know any brethren to shake their hands and say, how are you doing? How are the service today? You are out. Are you giving your time? Praise the Lord. Give your time. Give your money. Give your all. The Bible says in Matthew 6:21, where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. They won't teach to you before you give to God. If you get to that understanding, then no, they won't. You don't need to be whining. Let me wrap up this sermon today. Isaiah 55:8-10. Isaiah 55:55. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. See the system? See the system that we're talking about? That's why the system here is different from the system of the kingdom. So don't put the two together at all. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth, because the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. Listen to me, brethren. The conclusion I'm making right here is that the plan of God, the thought of God, the arrangement of God, the system of God, the principle of the kingdom is different from the system of this world. The system of this world is, if you want to have, you take. But the system of the kingdom is, if you want to have, you give. Understand the system. When you are in need, give. Give your praise. Give your time. Give your ability. Give your everything. The system of this world will never, 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 never be blessed. That is why Jesus said it will be so difficult for the rich man to what? Do you know why? Because the way he gathered his rich, his money, his wealth, is by taking. When you now come to Jesus and he said, go and sell everything and come follow me, then I am your man. So sell everything. That is why they will sit down when they say give, they will, when they see you, they'll be looking for how to take. When God gives people in your life and they give and give, don't take advantage. Wake up and give back. Understand the system of the kingdom, then your life will rise like never before. Can you bow down your heads in prayer and just talk to God? Understanding the king, the keys.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.